WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new movie, The Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood, is based on the best-selling novel by Rebecca Wells. The film stars Sandra Bullock, Ellen Burstyn, Maggie Smith, and Ashley Judd. It was directed by Callie Khoury, who wrote the screenplay for the movie Thelma and Louise. Film critic John Powers has a review.
The Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood is one of the publishing triumphs of the last decade. Rebecca Wells' novel has sold millions of copies, nearly all of them to women. At my parents' retirement community in Iowa, my mother and her friends talk about the book in the rapturous tones of teenage boys raving up the Matrix. The Yaya Sisterhood hits them where they live. When a book is this beloved, it's only a matter of time before Hollywood puts it on screen, usually to dismal effect. And I must admit that I feared the worst after seeing the trailers and TV spots for the movie, which made it resemble a carnival of biddies all hamming it up in a desperate attempt to be funny. But this is one case where a film is better than its ads. Sandra Bullock stars as Sidda, a famous New York playwright who tells Time magazine some harsh things about her drama queen mother Vivi back in Louisiana. Mom's played by Ellen Burstyn, and she's furious. Enter the Yaya Sisterhood, a magic circle of girlfriends created back in the 1930s by Vivi and her three closest pals, who've been inseparable ever since. Hoping to reconcile mother and daughter, the sisterhood, played by Lois Smith, Maggie Smith, and Fionnuala Flanagan, kidnap Sidda and take her back home to Louisiana. There they show her a big scrapbook dubbed The Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood, which tells the story of Vivi's life. Through a series of flashbacks, Sidda learns the hard truth about her mother, played in earlier years by Ashley Judd, and she discovers the giddy facts of her mother's friendship with the Yayas. Not that this solves anything, for Vivi is a real piece of work, and everybody knows it. Here, Sidda is being driven mad by the Yaya's attempt to get her back together with her mother.
Before y'all start, I have just one thing to say. It's not gonna work.
Listen, petite bébé, no one on earth, and I mean no one, understands better than us how crazy your mama is. We're not here to dispute that. She's mad as a hatter. That's never gonna change.
The very fact that your mama is the way she is, if you really knew, well, it's nothing less than a triumph for the will.
I'm sorry, did you say will or pill?
Don't you take that tone with her. You want to get all scrappy, you deal with me.
That is just it. I don't want to get all scrappy. I am sick to death of this whole center of the universe. Holier than thou. Oh, how I've suffered. Nobody understands me. Somebody fix me a drink and hand me a Nembutal worn out Scarlet O'Hara thing.
Well, she's got her pegged all right.
The Yaya Sisterhood is the directorial debut of screenwriter Callie Khoury, who launched her career with the script for Thelma and Louise, perhaps the most daringly feminist movie in Hollywood history. It says something about the conservative drift of the film industry, if not of our whole culture, that 11 years later, she would be making a bittersweet story about acceptance rather than rebellion, a film with obvious affinity to such corny southern fried yak fests as Steel Magnolias and Fried Green Tomatoes. Khoury has said that when she saw Steel Magnolias, she wanted to shoot herself, and I wouldn't be surprised if her trigger finger didn't get a bit itchy during the first half hour of her own movie. For it's filled with characters yelling, pounding phones on tables, and performing other hijinks intended to convince us that what we're seeing is side-splittingly funny. The woman next to me at the screening was from Louisiana, and she was aghast at both the actress's accents and the gargoylish way the South was being represented. But the movie collects itself as it goes along. Khoury wins some funny character work from Flanagan and Maggie Smith, and a genuinely touching turn from James Garner as Sidda's weak-willed dad. He knows how to underplay. As the broad comedy recedes, the story begins to touch an emotional chord grounded in common experience. It's no accident that mother-daughter stories like the Yaya Sisterhood or the Joy Luck Club are so popular, for they tap into one of the archetypal sagas of the modern era. How women raised with today's freedoms must come to terms with earlier generations of women, especially their mothers, who were raised with far different values and penned in by far different expectations. Vivi may be crazy, but it's partly because she's a larger-than-life woman trapped in a world too small for her yearnings, yearnings her daughter Sidda gets to live out. In the old world, which can be fairly termed a man's world, Many women's deepest and most nourishing relationships were with other women, with whom they could express parts of themselves they couldn't show anyone else. Although some of the comic bits in the Yaya Sisterhood are positively excruciating, I found parts of the film quite moving. Never more so than in its portrait of this group of four friends, all now old, who've spent their lifetimes getting to know one another better than they could ever be known by any man. I suspect that this is what Callie Khoury finds appealing in the story, too. The Yaya sisters may not drive into the Grand Canyon at the end of the film, but like Thelma and Louise, they know that their true loyalties lie with the world of women.
Joan Powers is executive editor and media columnist for LA Weekly.